total, I think, 5 and 5. The idea is not to have the ultimate tool that will do everything, but more to find ways to help connect tools that draw, that are oriented to drawing, like vector drawing, like scale, for instance, to tools which are able to talk to GIS databases. So what we did is one of the main we did during these days was to test this idea with the different people we were meeting, with people who had more knowledge into, let's say, software development for large scale, or people who are more busy for very specific software, to get more related to cartography or more related to drawing or anything like that. And we came up with a kind of the answer we had from all this discussion was that the sketch we have is doable. Is doable. It will not require a huge amount of money. It still needs to be done, but it can be implemented stage by stage. So. In a way, now that we have kind of global hook, we need to start the different little steps that will create this group. For the technicalities of how we do that, we can discuss this later on. Otherwise, it can be suddenly very long. What we did also was to split the group dedicated to software into the other groups to listen to what was being said and also to kind of take more precise notes about what we were busy with. So maybe Bob, you want to add something because you had I think a very thorough interview with Annelies.
No, I just try to collect a lot of the designs, and which are, in the case of Annelies, going very strongly towards drawing and zones rather than points and numbers. But I think which is different for everyone. But my impression was that I think we have to start somewhere and to work on something very concretely, and then it can be appropriated in different ways. Like, you know, Speak was created for a journal, but afterwards it was used for so many other applications. So I think it doesn't really matter what exactly we develop. Afterwards, it can still continue. En parenthèse.
No, I agree. So we will begin with maps.
I think it's better that it's you that I think.
Okay. Well, we'll just looking at the maps that I've that was the main discussion that we had at the stand today, that to sort of, you know, we talked about maybe having a form that you get it to each person, but then trying to come up with a way of matching, which is about sort of walking with someone and then talking about some groups of questions that you have, that you ask, and then how, when you have this data, which is a conversation, you can have these transcripts that you put into your software or database. And then we were talking about how you could tag the text with certain keywords so that, what you had said, that a walk, you know, you could have a look at all the walks through something like, you know, everything. If somebody mentioned something that was free, that you could use the word free to kind of almost find a walk that was all about everything that was free in the city. So that the words would be a way of going into the walks and a way of navigating between lots of different people's walks. So that would be one idea we had. And the other was sort of practically how you would do it. So you would have a sort of base map and then you draw the walk on it. But then you would have something like a spreadsheet or a database that would hold the words. Is that what you said, that the spreadsheet would hold the word, and that would be how we would tag between something that would hold the word. I remember this was something that we were talking about, how you can...
Yeah, we talked a little bit about how you can actually collect the data. So you have to start from one point, but after everything in the chart can be a mean of navigation between the different elements, and also an entry to a projection. So the tool can, from the data, can make different kind of projection depending on what is the center.
Mm-hmm.
But the center can be the walk, or can be a world, or can be a person. And
yeah.
There was also what you were saying about measuring.
Yes, I was saying to have a kind of a protocol to know exactly when you are walking, to know the steps, the distance, and maybe to stop to talk and to know exactly the point where you are talking and refer it and put it on the map. And the words can be, you can very systematically pointing words with coordinates.
So there was one thought about how you can measure the distance, is whether you measure it through walking, as you said, or whether you use one of those very things that people who survey use, you know, how you measure distances and whether that's important.
And there was a question of time also.
Yeah.
And time is one of the entry to the projections. So you can have a projection of the time where you can see, okay, this is timetable, this is day. And so you have, for example, this character, and then this character, and this character. And this is a day. But it can also be how many times these people have been around this, using this street. So it's another timetable, but it's more talking about how the software can make different kind of extraction of the data based on which is the main entry and what are the kind of relation there is between the different entries, the time, the character, the shops, whatever, in fact.
You know, these could be sort of extended into that little categories.
Do you think that it can be combined with a GPS device or something like this?
The thing with the GPS is, you know, there's a an accuracy of up to 2 meters, so you can get the detail, which, I mean, it's one of the things that I thought about using in my own mapping, but then, you know, 2 meters is a the difference between being inside the building and not being inside it. So that's the problem. I don't think it would be accurate.
But I think that also, I remember we were discussing about this, but I think that also what your proposal might add is the narrative, is the word thing, which is very important, I think, because it's a kind of another type of mapping, which is not only the measuring and geographic, but also of the experience that you, of what you are seeing or what you are feeling or what you are thinking about at the very moment. So it adds another layer somehow.
So maybe the conversation was around the data you use to make the map and how you can make relation between them in order to have a map.
Questionate a little bit, like basically the protocol, no, that we will use. How this tool can serve to the people, basically, which are going to have the users, which is going to be the usability for them. So we discuss a little bit the way of getting the data, which can be interesting that you use. And basically, we don't answer to this physical because it's based on how we can use this, the data in a tool that is going to be in the internet, but actually, how at the same time it can happen simultaneously something physical. The voters, because this problem of a little bit like when you want to have, what do you want to get, these interchanges, no? What you put and what you get, no? In this. Whatever it is. In this case, with these people, we're thinking like, okay, maybe it's more easy to have something physical where you can understand how this information is traduced, so it's uploaded. So this, we didn't go.
Yeah, I think that there were some questions that were brought, like for example, because in a context, more or less a commission of the maison de participation, you know, are you allowed to question the data that you have or the protocol that you are required, and then how to, to strategically form the tool in such a way that allows much more participation than the one which is commissioned. This was one, and the other is, and also, I mean, you are not in control of what you are providing the tool that somehow can open up the commission or can even question it. It was the question of time also, how you get people interested in participating, in using the tool, and we thought that the fact of making visible, for example, their participation in even if the data get somehow lost in a cluster of data, it's important maybe to make it, to keep it visible in such a way that somebody can see if they have done something that it can remain active or something that, you know, every new contribution is
marked, or even graphically it's marked. And also how to make connection between physical events, like physical mapping session and the results that can be then used within a map which can be shared. But I think these are again how to get somebody interested in participating is a huge question.
See, basically that's the process of mapping itself give the sense to do the case participation, but also what people was using to give them the open to the people appropriate the tool itself. That is actually cool.
Perhaps it's useful just to remember a little bit the project itself, because there is a lot of people who don't be there yesterday. It's perhaps just useful to say, okay, the process asking from the Maison de la Participation was to do some network with all the association around Anderlecht. Yeah, all the projects who exist on the territory of Anderlecht around the Maison de la Participation. Maison de la Participation is a project from the commune. It's an official project. And the idea now is to do a map of all the network of this project. And they do that with a database, very administrative. And what Laia tried to do is something more, I don't know, we qualify, but more sensitive,
yeah.
More.
Is it in between?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, it's. You can get the tool, not starting from them, from above, starting from
the bottom.
Experience, you know, like going first to something, what others want, and it's optimize these two things.
And the position is more to do mapping of network than mapping that territory mapping. That was all the question around this networking.
Mm-hmm.
How we can to show that, what kind of visualization. But from this question, we begin with what Laia explained is why to do that, what's the interest of the different project to participate to that and so. And from the mapping, we go warp to the question, the basic question. And we speak a lot about that and after about the visualization. And
working with women who are
addicted.
And we set up a self-support group, and Donna and Wana invite me to think about injustice in the quartier La Chapelle. District La Chapelle, and how drug user use that's my proposal. Drug user use the space and the public space as a private space to work, to drugs, and it's a creative way to use public space because they don't have to be visible for the neighborhood. But they live in the street. So I work with the Médecins du Monde and with the social support group, and I met some of these women in a structure which called Pas Seul. That means people who don't have the minimum. script and I'll make an interview. Et finalement, bon, les mots, c'est difficile parce que c'est quand même la survie, quoi, c'est dans la survie. C'est le fait de passer par la parole, ça amène de la souffrance. Des actes, donc de la prostitution, de l'utilisation du crack, mais de comment ces femmes utilisent le territoire.
So the idea is not to pass by a description of the acts, like how they use crack, how they
smoke,
prostitute, smoke, but rather to try to talk to them about the use of the territory.
Et c'est comme ça que je trouve que c'est évident de commencer à faire des cartes immatérielles pour définir des zones d'activité spécifiques.
That's how the idea came naturally to use zones, control zones, control.
On parle d'un territoire, mais dans une dimension symbolique.
So it's about territory, but it's with a
et l'idée, ça serait d'essayer, ça c'est de façon expérimentale, ça serait de créer un outil qu'on puisse l'utiliser avec ces femmes dans les structures d'accueil, pour qu'elles puissent en fait tout simplement, qu'on puisse les aider à comprendre que quand par exemple elles sont à la fois dans un milieu, elles se prostituent, elles se droguent et elles dorment, elles sont dans un territoire très restreint. Et si on sépare les activités et les territoires, il y a plus de potentiel de s'ouvrir, quoi, et de ne pas être enfermé dans un usage.
L'idée est de utiliser les marques pour les faire réaliser leur vie. Using drugs, working, sleeping, it's very really small, everything at the same place, and they don't need this space, but if they can separate these activities across different spaces, they open up possibilities. But at the moment they contact you, they're just in a very small space.
Avec Cobb, la discussion aussi, c'est que ces cartes, elles sont utilisées de façon subjective, des outils. Mais il y a aussi l'utilisation de l'espace public de façon privée, et donc complètement invisible. Et si on fait des cartes.
So, if the map will show how they camouflage or erase the traces they leave about the presence in the public space, so goes from syringe, urine, bite, cracks, etc. If this is used by the wrong
c'est super important pour se rendre compte en fait du travail de la réduction des risques et ce que ça implique. Et en même temps, ça reste complètement anonyme et protégé. C'est à la fois c'est un argument pour dire effectivement il n'y a plus de sang par terre, il n'y a plus de. Parce que si la personne a décidé de vivre au jour le jour et de fumer du crack, pourquoi pas? C'est son choix. Mais et on n'a pas à le soigner si le traqueur et les traqueurs. Il ne s'agit pas de s'écarter, donc s'écarte aussi, il s'agit pas de lutter contre la toxicité de l'hématome, d'essayer de comprendre comment le comportement toxique de la toxicomanie peut avoir un lien direct avec le système capitalisme.
What is really important is that these maps are used to also gather information which are extremely useful to in a way go against the grain, which is for instance the police that want to get rid of electrogenics or that you want to get rid of the support groups. And for this, one of the main tools is to create a set of statistics that proves that the drug addicts give back the syringes, give the preservatives and stuff like that. And then that in a way the relationship between drug users and the support group help to maintain a kind of organization and keep some kind of balanced public space. So it's important that in the way these maps connect to a set of statistics, but of course the link between the statistics produced and the users themselves need to be completely cut, because of course as soon as you can create the link,
the database, the statistics, can be a very good material to negotiate with the police or the neighborhood who is against the drug user. And so it can be a good tool to negotiate. So it's not so bad. Does exist, so you can just and we talk also about l'habillage.
The skin.
Because I think our point of view of a website is not the same as the girl. It's not the same value and
value or another quality? I mean, is a tool in itself that you can, for example, increase participation or whatever, or increase awareness of the, just by providing a certain type of interface and designing a certain type of process that people can enter into. And in the case, it's clear that it's a way of empower, a way of part of the therapy. And it's not only visual, so what's happening in between is very important.
Mm-hmm. It's related also what he was explaining this morning. I like that to live, not this when you make this tool digitally that it's like close. When you live it a little bit like, well, it's not a final thing, it's just somebody who draws something. People is more encouraged, but maybe it's not, well, I can do it also, I can draw what happened here. And it's more easy maybe to see just like the process of what is growing, not as a final goal.
It's always in progress.
Mm.
Because it's in progress for the whole to meet again.
I just want to say here that I'm starting another project with an illegal migrant that arrived in Vienna, in Austria. And it's ongoing, but we started to give paper with pen again, so that they can draw with the help of an atlas all their itinerary from where they came from up when they arrive in Vienna. Geography, but also transport mode. And it's a way of involving them to make them understand. They were scared because they are afraid, because they're still illegal, they are in a camp, etc. That this is a police, one more police thing, but if they are explained and given themselves the possibility to do it, and it's also involving and feeling the ownership of their own map. And I don't know, either it's the tool is a computer and the software, either you start by the paper, but it's also, it could be also a first step toward the computer to use this, and maybe it would work with your project, is what you want to do.
The question of privacy also occurs yesterday in the talks we had, the question of the way you enter the data and the data you enter is as much involved in the question of the privacy as what can procure. What can be like safeties in the software? It's not only the software that will make things private. It's also the way you enter the data, and the one you like you said you there's some stuff that are hidden and some of that you hide and some also.
Well, I was just saying that from the map that I grew.
The second term more participatory.
that's the that's what it calls the second term.
And now we can do here maybe when some project can be started by or changed by different local
and alternative solution can be proposed for the now. So it's not only saying yes or no to projects that have been already proposed and designed by experts, but also taking the initiative of alternative projects and also being successful sometimes in getting them implemented.
So that we, so he's, he has produced a timeline, his own hypothesis of the development of the seventh term, and when he presents that timeline to the public, he always gets questions, but also addition, modification, and other hypotheses by the public. So he thinks to propose a system for everybody, at the beginning with 10 persons involved in the stuff, but maybe later open to groups or contractors and groups of users and inhabitants in different parts of the project, to define and to write their own history of the second term in terms of a timeline, on timeline. And he was thinking to link that timeline and these periods and these phases and these events geographically. So we open a bit that project to other projects that use timelines and to see how it can be, how data can travel from timeline representation to geographic representation. And in the timeline there is the X scale and the epsilon scale can be redefined by example, can travel. So we discussed about connection between events and local data, transcription, talk a bit about different code and the translation needed between systems of
value and the problem between different scale context and values on the internet. For the administration, they represent in a way the general interest in big scale project and state representation and some different groups, they represent much more local context and cultural context. So this can be a transfer problem and superposing exchange between scale.
For me, it's a good example, that project of the night is a good example of what a few moments ago, it's a different use of the cartography we discussed. It's on one scale the time, and maybe other use can be done with the with a group of systems. On that project, the starting point is not cartography. Cartography is a kind of, we can see the project also as a kind of service in a project system.
It looks like it can be a planning tool or planning tool.
Also.
Somehow a way of gathering desires, memory, information.
How to work collectively also on kind of knowledge system or shared knowledge system. We don't at that
challenge is to find a way to share the draft or something.
Yes.
I'm thinking about it since this morning.
The challenge is to make drafts on computers, I think, also. Effective draft on computers.
Oh,
but in that sense, we have to maybe think differently about draft. Because
yes,
we think
exactly.
If we compare draft, we do the literal translation of draft is a pencil line versus a vector line, which is final. I mean, Wiki shows a word is final, but if there's a succession of words done by different people, then suddenly a text that is finite as material can become sketched. So I think this is the way, like it's more in the dimension, and the dimension of time, I think, is very important. Versions, and the ability to go through versions and see them in function of who has made changes, and in what connection is someone that contributes to another person. I think that's the way that these tools can be draft-like or sketch-like.
That's something really important in the math project,
yeah.
Because it's a small amount of data. Maybe one timeline is maximum 50 blocks, but what everybody think about events and theory and modification is really important. So it's a weekly system to handle versions and
also, with the question of time, I think about something we were talking together in the tram by coming here. I said the question of time, and he said, when I want to show time, I make different maps. And this linked to the question of the versions.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's quite, it could be also a way to solve this problem of time.
We already, in the previous workshop, we talked a bit about the mathematics feature of time, the scale, and it's really important in the project to immediately the time scale integrate as a dimension for the map. That's also something difficult to do by hand. Each map can be a movie, a scale of a film. So, some time to write them down, but in the, somewhere in your mind you can think about it in the to gather the questions, not necessarily related to one practical example, but something that you have heard that was coming and going from one project or one person to another, in order to give an idea not necessarily about the practicalities of what we've been doing, but more of the general questions we had and the type of concerns and the type of priorities we thought should be present when we speak about collective and subjective capital. I think that it would be a really nice way to talk about what happened and also a nice way to maybe contribute to open the discussion.
depth. And this question is many layers. Like we heard yesterday Benjamin talking about which government agency owns the data about, let's say, all the cartography for one country, for national statistics, and how the citizens who, in a way, paid for this data being collected and processed, how can they access this data, under which condition, etc. But the question of who owns the data is also finding a completely different, a completely different approach to the case that I, as someone who enters data in a mapping project about myself, about what I know, about the connection I make to others, what kind of guarantee, what kind of privacy, what kind of conditions, what can I do to, in a way, control or not control, or to be aware of the consequences of entering the system? And that, I think we have the two ends of the same question, which are quite hard to think at the same time, because on the one hand, we would like to have the widest access to data coming from up, but at the same time, we want to protect as much as possible the data coming from the bottom. And for me, it's a very unclear. It's something paradoxical when it's not really clear whether we are in a very intimate project or a large scale project, and which are the conditions in which I would trust the system to put it, to give the data in, and what are the conditions I would require when I give money in a way to a government to produce data, and which are the conditions that I want this data to be released, and how I want them to be transparent. So I think the same question, but with the two angles, is for me something which creates a lot of discussion and a kind of dynamic that I don't see at the moment how we can easily solve it. But on the other hand, I think it's a high prerequisite when we think about software, but pretty a high concern about how data is coming in, whether it's coming from the user or whether it's coming from a remote source of constituting the data. So that's for me, that I just say one of the many threats I see, but I think this is something that was in a way differently discussed.
Maybe here it's also an issue you have to address, because one of the problems that all groups have is to find the appropriate visual display or the visual mode for representing. Going, because you speak about the data and availability of data and who owns it, are they accessible. That when you have the data, either they are quantitative or qualitative, you have to do some things with it to go from the numbers to the image. And this is a major problem for the cartographers. Either you want to map the space or the time, or both, and what are the solutions? So this is also really an issue to discuss. I have some solutions. There is many solutions for mapping the time, for example. I have some solutions because I have been experimenting and I have been facing these problems as well. I would like very much to share this with you to see which solutions fits the best to your needs. So you can call it from the from the numbers to the image, or from the data to the image. But we all need it actually, because what you involve there is your own artistic sensitivity. We don't like the same colors. We don't think the group of colors goes together well. Necessarily pink is, I don't know, there is a different of taste, and this is important. But it's not only with colors, but it's also with forms. Either you use symbols which are very, very figurative or abstract, and all actually on the map, all what you see is really the result of concrete thought choice. Yeah, so this is important also, that the symbols and the colors do not have the same signification according to the culture. This is also to take into consideration, of course. But this would really be part of choosing the appropriate visual representation mode through all the visual variables that is offered to you, like either it's a surface or line or points, joined by lines that you put, you superimpose into a surface.
The graphic design of maps of cartography is a question that traverses all the two workshops discreetly, but every minute without words applied to it. Maybe it's because it's not the right time in the process to talk about it, but under the layer constantly, it's a bit frustrating for graphic designers and all that, I think. But it's also normal. That's it. Don't know how to talk about that.
But my impression, it's very natural, because first you have to define the idea, you have to conceive, you have to get to the intention. And this is also what I said a little bit this morning. First, take care of the intention and be clear mentally with the idea, and after you go from the abstract idea, so to speak, to the image. This is a very painful process, I know by experience, because either the students I'm taking care in Italy, they have difficulties. They are very happy with thinking about the idea, they are very political, very engaged, but as soon as they have to formalize that and to go through from the idea to the image, this is a nightmare for them. But with a little push after that, it's very gratifying. So.
Can be exposed in a hard space. It's just a you are a lot of people, you know, much more for art than all the connected skills. And the question is after what you do with this collective tools. They are really used by other people. Just an example, in the Combox space, when you leave the space, you need some two collective tools. One, it was a collective agenda. It was a big paper sheet, and everyone it was able to propose events. And another one, it was a collective plan of the garden. And it was a possibility to control, you don't have to bigger lots of garden, etc. And it was very necessary to have this kind of tool. And it was very important to use it and to transfer. For me, it's a big question, who used our tools?
Well, that's why we decided that for this second phase of the workshop, we would work with three projects going on. And I think that there is one project which is nearly, that will be only visible from, for the users of the maps, which is your project, where I think the map will not circulate outside the relationship, which is person that will contact you in a way. The map, with all the participation, kind of where we keep it. I don't know for you, but I think that you can see the different projects and their destination. I don't think that any of these projects are going to be not guilty, or you know, it's more, they're more, they're, I think they're pretty specific in the topic they're talking I think it's all the specification that we're collecting come from a very precise understanding of the target public or the user or the contributors they want to connect.
This will be translated in between degrees of accessibility and degrees of visibility.
I find it a bit difficult your question because you sort of suppose that there's art space that is not political and there's, let's say, activist space that is, or you know, that there's some kind of, I mean, I think it really depends on what kind of activism and what kind of art space. And I think In the way a meeting like this is set up, I think it shows, not on every moment and not all the time, but that there's a need to connect different experiences and different skills and different expertise. And that this, and that when we talk about use as an application directly, we run into problems. We cannot develop tools just from application. We have to think about on kind of other level as well. So I agree with you that we, of course, have to confront the question of use in the sense of, is it useful? But we cannot stick with responding always to the needs we see. The needs we also need to talk about or discuss or work on it on another level. So I feel a bit, let's say, yeah, you're in the corner, but I feel cornered by your question. Yeah, but I mean,
because you represent a lot of what you do,
but you
what, and La Chapelle Ara, and it's a soft question, so it's possible to transfer this kind of representation to other people. They are interesting to have, it's not just for...
No,
sure.
But I mean, maybe
question.
We can ask the question then not as a binary position, but as what use, so how can we make the transgression from one space to another useful?
Another example, something like this kind of problematics of representation and visibility, it was one of the reasons for what our website, because it's very different from not online because it's a problem of representation. Because a lot of people that are involved in this project, and it's not easy to give a public condition to any representation. So, and you work a lot with online tools, so it's a big question. The level of accessibility and representation, and it's so problem between such a people, because it's of course our such people, the representation.
Yeah, but you started in a way, how can you display that people on graphic in art space? I think that was the beginning. And that was funny because you said, I got from my editors a link like it's porn. And I would say so.
It's what? It's
didn't you say that your editors or someone said that it is pornographic?
Yes.
Info-pornographic,
the UN,
that's how I understood it.
The bureaucrats of the UN, they thought
the
it was
UN
pornographic because
it was the UN.
They thought it was too extreme, too radical,
yeah.
And they thought we want something more smooth, more neutral, that doesn't say anything, it's basically
yeah.
The
yeah.
Yeah.
So we have different, on different levels we have, I understood you a bit like how can you consume it in an art space and with the UN, how can you expose it? So it's so drastic on different levels. And yeah, well, we can discuss it, but I think it's not the question of art or official or newspaper, but it's more like what kind of public do we want to target and how is it contextualized? And I think if it's a picture, if you only have a graphic which looks great, and also it could be in print or in a newspaper, look just nice. If it's a thing of consummation, well, that could be a problem in every space. And I think with what I would say the fashion of maps, it could go into it. And I think it's very important to put more and more context and additional things and maybe also the history of producing it into these graphics to make it more complex. And then you don't have that, maybe you can avoid that problem of consummation, of aesthetics, sheer aesthetics in every, and that mustn't be a question of the sphere of art. It could also be in other areas. So that's what I understood, or what I would combine with the two questions you had.
I'm trying to make
no. get it off the art versus something.
Yeah.
This is the with rich food, you're obliged to. You know. Moi, je peux te dire, parce que je sais de quoi être.
To answer to the non-question of something like the Sonor collective archive. It's just and why I like it, because it was initial, I mean, it was a small group initiative and project to make the interview with people from neighborhood about urban questions. And what is interesting for me, actually, it's a tool, a collective one, used by anybody. So if any people from Brussels can go to the Brussels apartment and they can to use for some days a sonar kit with microphones, etc. And after they use some protocol to sign, and step by step, this collection of records is so huge. So what is interesting is a lot of artists and researchers, they come to use the recording, but it's something like a new protocol, used, like a new tool used by people from different areas to testimony about professional context, about community context, etc. So it's a new tool invented from zero and who was accepted by normal people. And I believe maybe aims for this kind of tool, cartographical one, can be to be used by anybody.
So you're saying it started from their own need, and
yes,
from there,
and not be afraid to facing technological problems in their case, or software problems in our case. After the project grew by itself and became create its own cultural value.
Gesture
was a manual.
practitioner, because everybody knows it, so it's less
useful. They organize many workshops. They train many people to in order to introduce this tool. Which only came later on. But I think that the kind of easy access to sound, because everyone can speak, could easily relate also to this initiative in the sense of the drawing. Everyone can make a sketch in 5 seconds. He can say, "I look there," or you know. So I don't think it necessarily has this kind of typical entrance level for everyone.
I think the learning curve can be continuous.
I remember so many maps being drawn with the back of the gear cards in a bar, for example.
That's right. Yeah. But most of the vision of politicians, they were in the restaurants and they are drafting their vision of the political situation on the paper napkin, I think. Tudjman has done it when he wanted to explain to the journalist how he sees the resolution of the Yugoslavian conflict in 95. He drew an S and he says, here, this is Croats and here it's Serbians. And he drawn it, I have it here on my computer. But he forgot the Bosnians. He totally denied that. And I like very much the this is actually the direction where I really want to explore with you.
The capacity of youth is a powerful position. I think the peer-to-peer is very powerful because it's used for near people. And some standards, like in between, so I mean, the fusion is a very crucial problem. Who is this tool? Not just the soft, but the critical, to be able to open, and the second of open to about to speak as the last one, but also to be able to
C'est courageux de Donc moi j'arrive, je suis comme toi. Je pense toujours que rester à distance.
Non, mais c'est pas ça aussi. C'est que dans le temps.
Après, depuis qu'elle a joué le joueur, c'est ça que je peux comprendre.
Je crois qu'il y a
Thank you. Thank you.